Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Friday, January 7th, 2022. And today I'll be talking about time in the paranormal. I found some articles. And I'm just going to kind of skim over them and talk about them a bit. And that's the plan for today. As always, you can find everything to do with the podcast at salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And by everything, I mean all the episodes and links to social media, ways to donate, my email, and my Discord server, which is where I do the streams live. And all those places where you can contact me, I also... I accept stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're yours or others that you trust. Always happy to take in stories. I don't need to share names of anyone or places. If they're too specific, that's no problem. And always looking forward to hearing from everyone, whether it's the stories or comments or questions on the shows or topic suggestions. So, all that is over at the website. And, so today's episode is, like I said, about time. It's something that in the last few years I've started to hear more about as a possible explanation for some places that are said to be haunted. And I really thought that was an interesting idea, but that's not even all necessarily of the ideas that connect time and the paranormal. There's also different things such as time slips and loops and just all different kinds of things. And people have been having experiences supposedly here for many years. So I'll go through a few of these articles tonight and we'll see what we get through. So that's the plan. So I already put a link to this first article here. And that is Mysterious Cases of Time Slips. And put it in the chat, and I will also put it in the episode description. And that way you all can check it out and read it in more detail. So this article starts out talking about, basically, actually it starts out with experience that the author of the article had. It says he was, I think it was he? Let me see here. Not sure. Oh, it looks like it's he. Yeah, okay, sorry. Looks like they were driving home from work along the same way home that they took every day. It was December. And so, of course, it gets dark pretty quick where they're at, usually around 4 p.m. They left work around 5:30, so it was totally dark when they were on the road. Let me see here. Okay. Apparently, for most of the way, a good part of the way home, everything was normal until they got to a certain stretch of road. Apparently this section is about a few miles long with two distinct intersections that are controlled by traffic lights. And they say as they drove past the first one, they passed a garage, which is around halfway, on towards the second intersection. But then all of a sudden, they found themselves back heading towards the first junction and traffic lights again. And they said they could have sworn they'd already driven past them. The lights and everything for the first intersection a few minutes earlier. And so they're wondering if they checked back in time. And they say they didn't think to check on the clock when it happened. But they were confused as to what just happened. And that's a... I can understand that, because when strange things happen, you don't always think clearly right after for a little while. Apparently they felt like they may have somehow been in some kind of a trance when it happened. And then once they started going back, they basically snapped out of it. And apparently they go down that same road, because it's part of that same route all the time, and nothing ever has happened since then. It was only that one time. And they're still trying to figure out what's happened. So. And then they go into other stories of experiences. And the first one they talk about is about an old-fashioned hotel. And let me check on the chat here. But, yeah, so far this article is decent. I have listened to all these earlier today. But anyway, so this first story says, well, it's really the second story, talks about an old-fashioned hotel. Says, in October of 1979, there was a case that happened that is fairly well known, and it was even featured on a TV show in the UK. The show was called Strange But True. So it says two married couples were traveling through France on their way to Spain for a holiday. On their way, they stopped and stayed overnight at an old-fashioned hotel. They left in the morning and kept going on to Spain. Eventually, when they came back, they went through the same area, and they wanted to stop at the same hotel. But when they got there, it wasn't there. And they even had when they were there before, they had taken photographs of the hotel. But once they got back to the area, they found that the pictures they took of this hotel were missing. And not just, and that includes the negatives of the pictures. Which is strange. It's almost like they didn't even, it's like they got wiped out of reality by who knows what. That one was odd. Now this next one, I have no idea how to say the word of it, but it talks about a battlefield, or a battle. And this takes place in Scotland. Apparently there was a party. And this was on January 2nd, 1950. The party was attended by a lady with the last name of Smith. She was about 55, and was a resident of the area. She left the party late after having had a lot to drink. Says driving conditions were not good, but she still drove home. On her way out to, or back home, she lost control of her car and skidded on the road and into a ditch. She left the car and continued on foot to get home, which apparently was about, 8 miles, which that does not sound fun. Says around 2 a.m, she was around a mile away from the village where she lived. And she says she spotted groups of lights moving around in the distance. And when she got closer, she could see it was a group of shadowy figures carrying flaming torches, as in old-fashioned, not like flashlights, how they're called. And some other countries, they're called, flashlights are called torches, but these were the original kind of torch. And according to her, these people were obviously looking for their own dead. The nearest one would bend down and turn a body over, and if he didn't like the look of the body, he just turned it back over and went on to the next one. And she says there were several of them. She supposed they were going to bury the bodies. So, and that's when she came to this idea that she had somehow stepped back in time and witnessed basically, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, Pictish warriors from the late 7th century. And I'm guessing she got home, because the story doesn't say otherwise. But I can't imagine having to walk around that. But that's where that story ends. Now, this next one I found listed on a few of the different articles that I dug up for this. And it takes place in Liverpool in England, in the UK. Anyone who's into the paranormal might have already heard of this one, but it's still interesting to go through. It says that one Saturday in July of 1996, so more recently than any of these other ones, excuse me, that I've read about so far, this married couple were visiting Liverpool's Bold Street, B-O-L-D, to do some shopping. So once they got there, to the area, they split up to do their own shopping. The husband went to one store, and the wife went to another store that was a bookstore. Says, as the husband was walking up the incline near the post office to Bold Street, he noticed he had entered a strange kind of area where everything was quiet, which we hear that sometimes about paranormal things that happen. When strange things happen, everything gets quiet. Apparently he saw a small box van, which looked like it was from the 1950s. And it sped across the path and honked its horn, and it barely missed him. And when he looked around, he noticed that people were dressed in 1940s fashion. So he then he spotted someone else walking through the crowd that didn't look like she fit in the 40s. Didn't look like she was wearing like 40s clothes. And so he followed this woman into the store, because Apparently, at this point, he realized something strange was going on, but she wasn't necessarily part of it. And so, it says, as he entered the store, the inside of the store changed in a flash back to that of the bookstore, where apparently his wife was going to. And the woman that had also gone into the store turned around to leave. But this husband asked her before she left if she, basically, did you see that? And she said, yes, I thought it was a clothes shop. I was going to look around, but it's a bookshop. So it sounds like things literally changed without any kind of visual indication to start with, but then it changed back, and two people witnessed it. So, it is odd. Let's see here, okay. But, saying that there was a witness there, and that another witness there, and they didn't even, the two didn't even know each other. So, that, kind of makes me think maybe there's more to it than, just a, maybe a hoax or whatever. But, also I've heard that story, and like I said, a few different times over the years. So, if it's true, it's interesting. But, so let's see here. We'll go on to the next one. This says, it's a story about a building in Oklahoma, which is in the U.S. It says, in 1971, a pickup truck pulled up to a cattle pasture near Ponca City, Oklahoma. Sorry if I said that wrong. It stopped at the gate, and the three men in the truck all worked for a cattle feed distributor, and they had been sent to this area to pick up a I guess like a tank that contains food for cattle. And so they opened the gate and went in. They went on the property, and once they got there, they realized the tank was almost half full of food and too heavy to load. So they decided to leave and drove around a barn that was there. And they saw a large two-story white house with no lights on. They returned to the cattle feed company, and their boss told them to drain the tank so they could and they could pick it up the next day. So they went back the next day to the same gate, or the same path and the same gate, and took care of their work there. And they headed off towards the house, but it wasn't there. And not only that, there wasn't even any evidence of a house being there in terms of no foundation, no demolition, no signs of demolition, nothing at all. But there was three of them that had seen this house. So, yeah, and that's where that one ends. And I think that's basically it for this one article. So, that's really, really odd. Excuse me. Thank you all for being here. And, I will get on to the next article in a moment. In the chat as well. I was going to put them all in the chat, and I didn't quite get to it in time. So, but not that hard to do. But, let's see here. Okay. So this next one is called The Mystery of Time Slips, Real Cases and Theories. So, we'll go into that one. Also, as always, I'm always interested to hear what you all think about time anomalies and paranormal and any of that. I've only had one experience that I feel like was probably, at least it very much seemed like a time slip of some kind. Most of the year, when the weather is good, I meet my family at this local restaurant for lunch once a week. And I take the same, kind of like that first, one of those first stories, I walk, and I take the same way there every time. Just because it's the easiest way, and I have before had a few times where I kind of just zoned out while I was walking and got there and just came out of it and was amazed that I was there. This one time, something similar to that happened, except when I got there. I don't know how I got there as fast as I did, because I'm pretty good at timing things as far as walking to that restaurant now. And, I got there a good 10 minutes earlier than I should have. And I don't know how to explain that for sure. If it wasn't an anomaly like the ones we're discussing tonight, it definitely felt like one. And I can only imagine what people go through when they have even stranger experiences to do with that. But yeah, I got in the restaurant and sat down, and I was looking at I looked at my phone, and I was there like 10 minutes early, and I don't know how that happened. Because it's only maybe a 15-minute walk. Anyway, sometimes even just 10. So, I don't walk that fast. I have to be careful when I'm walking, because I have no depth perception. And I'm legally blind, so I can't just speed walk to the cafe, to the restaurant, and even on back streets and minor streets, I don't do that. But yeah, so that was odd. I don't know what to make of that. But we'll get onto this next article here. I'm sure there'll be some overlap. A lot of these articles, they kind of cover some of the same things, but that just means we'll get through it faster. So, this has more experiences that people have had. So let me see here. It says, a time slip is an occurrence where a person or people step from their time into another time, either the past or in the future. And I have heard one or two stories over the years about people seeming to go in the future, into the future, and basically seeing futuristic cities and or vehicles and getting freaked out because they can feel that something is wrong and they're not supposed to be there. And then at some point, they go back and or time just snaps back to normal and everything is okay again. So I have heard of those. It says that someone who experiences a time slip usually has some awareness of their current time. And then they slip into a different time. And then when they became aware of time again, more time passed than what would seem possible. It says the person also usually experiences a strange, kind of depressing or sad feeling. They've even described a sort of fog surrounding them as they emerge into another time. And, let's see here. It says that a time slipping is an event that where it appears that some other era has briefly intruded on the present. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, in a way. Not quite the same, but about some cases of hauntings, where people see other people from different times. And it may be that the people that they're seeing are not spirits, they're actually living people in their own time, in that same location. So, and now we're going to get into the cases of this. Now, this first one they mention is one that you may have heard of before as well. It talks about, I'll just use their last names, these two women that visited France. This is Mobley and this is Jourdain. I think it's the incident now is even known as the Mobley Jourdain incident. I feel like I've heard it called. I may be mispronouncing the names. But they visited Paris in the very early 1900s. They felt a change in the atmosphere and then began to see men in tri-cornered hats walking around Paris. And then also women in old-fashioned clothing as well. And it was, and it looked like they were basically moving through Paris, but in the 1700s. And, apparently Jourdain visited Paris a year later, and that same area, and, but the scenery in the area where this happened was completely different when she went back there a second time. They even supposedly saw Marie Antoinette. So, I think it doesn't say here, but I remember that she was painting. They saw her painting or something like that. Maybe it'll come up in the other articles. And then there are some other stories of time slips where physical evidence is available. And it says that one of these is a case where in 1973, a man went into an envelope shop and was served by a woman in basically old-fashioned clothes. And he bought a bunch of envelopes and left the store. And the next day, he returned again. But the entire shop had changed appearance. And there was a woman at the counter, but it wasn't the same one. And she was apparently dressed in more current clothes. He asked for the... I missed a spot. Okay, so the elderly woman at the counter was didn't recognize the description of the woman that this man had seen there the day before. But he still had the envelopes from the day before. And the current worker there told him that the envelopes went the company that made the envelopes went out of business over a decade earlier. So, that's an interesting one. And let's see, they talk about this article talks about the two couples that stayed in the hotel in France that disappeared. And then it talks about that one again. And let me see here. So, I missed a spot here. Okay. Another case. There is a story about a teenager who was wandering around his aunt and uncle's motel restaurant, playing in the woods, which had no buildings at the time. But then he came to a cabin with several African-American children running around it, along with their mother. And they were all wearing clothes from another era. And then when the teenager tried to find that cabin again a few days after, he couldn't find it. It wasn't there anymore. So, that's odd. Another case is people from the past managed to talk to people in the future via phone conversations. And I've read a couple of stories of that, where people call places to do business with them, and then they go there, or they call back, and that place is not that business anymore. And then they find out from the person they talk to again that it hasn't been that business for several years. So there's no way the person could have talked to whoever they talked to, supposedly, the first time. And they couldn't have done business with anyone there because it was already gone years earlier. So, this article also mentions that there are several places around the world that people believe to be hotspots for paranormal activity. And it mentions that Bold Street in Liverpool, England, they call some of these areas time vortexes. And so it also mentions that these places are called Devil's Corners. Probably the most well-known of them being the Bermuda Triangle. So they're believed to be, these places are believed to be on sensitive areas of the Earth's magnetic field, where the barriers between different times are said to be extra, basically just really thin. So let's see here. It says each time travel experience has the same beginning, which makes it seem like these could be real. Initially, the person who experiences a time slip feels like something is wrong. And then it says some people who experience them mention that there's an odd fog in the air before they travel into the past. Others say that they just feel uneasy. And the length of the time slip can vary, as does the time that people visit. Sometimes it can be, even be, like I said, visits to the future. But in a lot of cases, it seems like in most cases I've looked at over the years, it's more common for people to go back to the past at some point. So, and I believe that's going to be it for this article. And I have a few other articles here, but I think maybe what we'll do is, let me see here, is maybe cover this again at some point. And, because I have some other articles that I didn't even get to. I found like 6 of them. And, we can go from there. So, thank you all for listening to this. And for being here. And, I'll start again on Monday with, True Ghost Stories from the Web. And we'll go from there. So, again, thank you all for listening, whether you listen live or to the podcast. And have a good night and good weekend.